This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to the county airport in McKinleyville after a passenger attempted to board a flight with a large amount of marijuana in his possession. Deputies contacted 36-year-old Arcata resident Michael Mogginson, and 12 one-pound bags filled with processed marijuana were located on his person. The marijuana was seized as evidence, and Mogginson was issued a citation for transportation and possession. He was able to board his flight. In Delnor County, a Humboldt County man who was arrested following a shootout with a Delnor deputy at the end of June was in court for arraignment. 29-year-old Anthony Hamilton, who was shot and wounded during the incident, faces an attempted murder charge along with firearm and assault charges. The incident started with a California Highway Patrol officer initiating a traffic stop on Hamilton's vehicle, and Hamilton sped off instead and drove into a cul-de-sac in Crescent City, where he allegedly fired at the deputy. No other injuries were reported from the shooting. Dan Squire has news from the Six Rivers National Forest Service.
Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest will hold a memorial service for firefighter Bill Jaros, who died last Saturday while on a conditioning hike with fellow crew members. Jaros, an Air Force veteran, had served for 12 years with the Forest Service and was his local union's president for the past 5 years. The memorial service will be held at the Delnor County Fairgrounds next Tuesday morning, and it will be preceded by an escort procession that will include the Forest Service and Cal Fire Honor Guards, as well as representatives from the military. You can make memorial donations in Jaros' honor to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Thank you, Dan. Highway 101, just 5 miles south of Piercy in Mendocino County, was closed for a brief period this morning after a large tree blocked both lanes of the highway. The fallen tree took down power lines in the process, but road crews with Caltrans District 1 were able to restore full traffic at around 11 o'clock. The Humboldt County Department of Public Works will be conducting repairs on Matole Road to restore two-way traffic that has been hampered by earthquake damage. Lane closures with one-way control traffic will be in effect at the work site, and work will begin this upcoming Monday and will run through mid-September. The County Assessor's Office has announced that the 2017-2018 assessment roll has been completed, and the values are now available at the county's website. You can search for specific parcels of property by parcel number, assessment number, or a street address. For those who cannot access the county website, they can obtain a copy of the assessment by contacting the Assessor's Office and requesting one to be mailed or by picking up a copy at the office. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is continuing the search for 22-year-old Covelo resident Weston Riley, who was connected to a shooting incident earlier in the week. Riley was upset that his mother banned him from her property, and he threatened a caretaker before allegedly firing 2 rounds from his handgun and 2 rounds from his rifle at 2 of the caretaker's friends. No injuries were reported, and Riley remains at large. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Fortuna Police Department is continuing the search for potentially multiple suspects that were involved in a burglary at a Main Street business early Thursday morning. Officers responded to the 900 block of Main Street around 2 o'clock, and officers heard movement in the back of the building. The suspect was seen fleeing into a waiting vehicle as officers entered the building, and the vehicle sped off, eluding pursuing officers. A citizen later reported that the suspect vehicle was parked in a driveway, and it was towed for evidence. The suspects remain at large, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The California Highway Patrol suspects that a medical condition may be the cause of death of a man who died at the scene of a minor traffic collision on Highway 96 Thursday morning. Officers responded to the area on Brandon Mountain Road, and the 76-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene by medical personnel. The exact cause of death has not been confirmed, and the investigation is ongoing. The County Drug Task Force, along with members of the Eureka Police Department's POP unit, conducted a lengthy investigation into suspected drug sales at a residence on Maple Lane. Yesterday morning, law enforcement served a search warrant at the house and detained several people on scene. A search of the house turned up heroin, hash, methamphetamine, scales, packaging material, and other evidence of drug sales activity. Two women were arrested at the scene, Nancy Burks and Tracy Walden, and both were booked into county jail on various charges. The investigation is ongoing. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.